Les Hall, and the producer was Luke Mulhall. Tomorrow evening's Free Thinking Essay at the same time explores what Jane Austen teaches us about the way our minds work. And before that, at 10 o'clock in the Free Thinking interview, the filmmaker John Waters is in conversation with Samir Ahmed.
BBC Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival of Ideas 2013.
Think of the most productive you've ever been. Odds are you are working on deadline. When faced with little, we become incredibly creative about the use of that little.
Download the lectures and debates from Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival of Ideas.
The advances we've made that make modern medicine a reality may all become impossible.
We're all spies. We all like to know the unknown.
Go to bbc.co.uk/freethinking.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. The time is 11 o'clock. And now, Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thank you, Jonathan. And we start with music from Bully Mondo. That's music from Cape Verde by Bully Mondo and the electric version of Funanya traditional song, which caused a real buzz in the newly independent country back in 1980. And the original album has just been reissued alongside Bully Mondo's second LP release from the same year. And welcome to Late Junction with Meenit Luscombe. I'm in for the next 2 weeks, so feel free to get in touch via Twitter during the show. And we continue with music from Finland's Jimmy Tenor, and I caught him play a very busy solo set on Friday evening at London's King's Place, billed as a sort of best of live show, and it kind of worked, although as Jimmy himself mentioned from the stage, probably better as a club gig. If you were there, let us know. You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. And this is Jimmy Tenor from Exocosmos, made up of recordings from 10 years of sessions. This is Acra Blues.
Beech leaves that yellow the noon time float past like specks in the eye. I set every dream in my June time, and now they obscure the sky. And the children who ramble through here conceive that there never has been a time when no trees, no tall trees grew here, that none will in time be seen.
Thank you.
That's the Lani Singers, originally from the remote central highland region of West Papua on the island of New Guinea, and now based in the UK. Me Like Golong from their second album, Ninilik Arirak. And before that, At Day Close in November, from an album in celebration of Benjamin Britten's 100th birthday anniversary, featuring tenor Ian Bostrich and pianist Antonia Papano. And of course, BBC Radio 3 will be marking Britten's centenary with a special edition of In Tune, live from the Britten Studio at Snape Maltings. There'll be live music from the Aldborough Strings, tenor Alan Clayton and horn player Richard Watkins. Linking up from London and Salford, the BBC Singers will perform Britten's Hymn to St. Cecilia, and the BBC Philharmonic will join the celebrations with two songs from his Friday afternoons. Sean Rafferty and his guests will be reflecting on the integral connection between Britten's music and the surroundings in Suffolk. And two local children's choirs will sing newly commissioned works by composers Tom Rose and Emily Hoare. Check the In Tune pages of the Radio 3 website for more information. And tickets are free, by the way. Later on in the programme, I'll start delving into the world, or worlds, I guess I should say, of science fiction music. One of my themes over the next 2 weeks. We'll also be including a variety of tracks from the probably unfairly maligned panpipe, including this, composed by James Last in 1974 and later featured in Kill Bill, Gyorgy Zamfir with The Lonely Shepherd. Thank you.
saber dentro de mí. Soy el amor del sol y la tierra. Soy gran espíritu y soy eterna. Mi vida está llena de amor y alegría. Y cuando lo cantas muchas veces, pues mira, te la crees. Yo creo que lo mejor es no tener miedo. No tener miedo.
Soy mañana, soy aurora, soy la luz, soy la sombra, el presente, el ahora, alma de cantaora. Alma de cantaora.
Hablar del despertar femenino.
Soy la tierra, soy el cielo, soy la luna en un espejo. Soy chamana, sanadora, alma de cantaora. Alma de cantaora.
El poder es dentro de nosotros.
Y cantaré mientras me quede voz. No dejaré un rincón sin mi canción. Y cantaré como una bendición. La libertad de ser lo que soy. Soy la lluvia, soy el trueno. Soy la madre, rayo y fuego. Soy hermana, luchadora. Alma de cantaora. Alma de cantaora. Alma de cantaora.
Tomada así en cuenta, nunca se envenenó la tierra, nunca. Por miles y miles de años.
Y cantaré mientras me quede voz. No dejaré un rincón sin mi canción. Y cantaré como una bendición la libertad de ser lo que soy.
Yo creo que lo mejor es no tener miedo.
Le, 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 lo, le. Le, 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 lo, la.
Lo mejor es no tener miedo.
Alma de cantaora. Le, 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 lo, le. Le, 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 lo, la.
El poder es dentro de nosotros.
Alma de cantaora.
Alma.
from Granada in Spain. That's Amparo Sanchez and the opening title track from her recent Alma de Cantaora album. And before that, Balkan brass music from father and son trumpet duo Boban and Marko Markovic Orchestra from Gypsy Manifesto, to be released next week. That was Truba I Człowiek, trumpet and man. Belgian jazz pianist and composer Charles Losnay performing with Brazilian pianist Weber Iago from Sonho e o Sorriso. The album's full of magical stuff, and you really get the sense of dialogue between the two players. This is Passiflore.
Thank you. scheme and no direction, with only one way to turn. Pack up all your children, come home to our love and concern. Kitty, come home. No being, however mighty, where chaos reigns alone, will say his feeble love grow when cast upon a stone. Kitty, the birds in the trees call your name. Nothing's changed, all's the same.
Come home.
Kitty, come home. Thank you.
the third movement from String Quartet No. 1 by Argentinian composer Alberto Ginastera from a new recording by the Simón Bolívar String Quartet. And interestingly, it was prog rock band Emerson, Lake & Palmer who introduced Ginastera's work more widely after they adapted a piece for their Brain Salad Surgery album back in 1973. And that led me to thinking, maybe we need a sort of prog rock-themed Late Junction soon. Is that a good or a bad idea? I don't know. But email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. You can tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. I'm probably going to do it anyway, to be honest, but let us know what you think. You also heard the unmistakable voice of Rufus Wainwright together with the Von Trapps and Pink Martini from Portland, Oregon. And the band have released several albums since their debut in the mid-90s, including a really great collection of Japanese music with Saori Yuki called 1969, and maybe I'll dig that one out for a future programme too. Now next up, we've got music from an English electronic duo who Mute Records label boss Daniel Miller once referred to as the maiden aunts of electronic music. Here's a track from their debut Irene and Mavis EP from 1980. It's about to get a reissue on the Minimal Wave label. The band are also on a UK tour, and I guess they'll be performing Living on the Ceiling, their big hit, of course. This is Blancmange with Overspending Art Genius.
Stop it.
That's new from Dutch producer Kratos himself. A really nice cinematic feel to that remix by Krukrum of I Will Return. And before that, from the debut album by London three-piece Factory Floor on DFA Records, a short track called Two. Coming up, we've got the original sort of science fiction film music to Solaris back in the early 70s. And before that, it seems that the festive season is fast approaching with the next piece. Paul McCreesh leads the Gabrielli Consort, joined by the trebles of the Copenhagen Royal Chapel Choir, with a collection of festive works that draws on music from the 12th century to the present day. And it includes this, The Three Kings.
Thank you.
Well, after Jonathan Dove's Three Kings, I just played Eduard Artyomyev's Movement 16 from the newly issued original soundtrack to Tarkovsky's 1972 sci-fi classic Solaris, an incredible film, and the soundtrack in many ways a masterpiece of early electronic music, sent around variations on Bach's choral prelude in F minor, and recorded at the time with a massive prototype ANS synthesizer, which sadly was destroyed after the soundtrack was recorded. Incidentally, look out for the limited vinyl issue on Superior Viaduct Records. And also tweet us with more sci-fi music ideas. We're looking for more ideas for next week for sure. At BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or you can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Had a tweet earlier when I made the comment about prog rock from Trevor Harley, who says, yes, please, to British prog rock. So it looks like we're going to be doing this. So stay tuned to Late Junction. We might be doing that in a few weeks' time. A change of gear now with fiddle player Sarah Jane Summers and guitarist Yuhoni Silvola, who've just released a new collection of folk tunes, which includes this, Itzikl. Thank you. Itzikel from Sarah Jane Summers and Juhani Silvola, the album this week on Del Daisy Records, with gigs coming up across the UK. And that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction, back again tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. And another exciting musical pairing to end tonight's programme with, music from British-born producer Will Holland, otherwise known as Quantic, who's teamed up with Colombian songstress Nidia Gongora of Combo Bambaro and Onda Tropica fame. This is Nanguita.
Give up.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Baroque arias for countertenor for much of this opening couple of hours. It's a concert the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra, directed by Paul Dyer, gave in Sydney in February this year. Philippe Charouski is the countertenor, and in a moment we'll hear him in two arias from Vivaldi's L'Olimpiade, one of 94 operas he claimed to have written, most of them still unknown territory. It's about a pair of friends at the Olympics, vying not only for the title of top athlete, but for the same woman too. And to set off, an allegro from a sinfonia by an Italian the generation before Vivaldi, Giuseppe Torelli.
Thank you. tree.